We roll on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch on a Thursday night between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a very special guest. It is the Brewers catching coordinator, Dallas Correa. Dallas, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
First season with the Milwaukee Brewers as well. Joined the organization this past offseason. What has that first year been like? We're about halfway through year one.
It's been great. I've enjoyed the amount of people that are in our corner here in this organization, and I think that's what makes any job special is the people that you're surrounded with.
Well, and especially on the catching side, a lot of really good catchers in the organization as well. That has to make your job a lot more fun to be able to work with so many guys who are very talented behind the plate.
We have a lot of great talent, and I think that is what makes this thing really special. So it's been awesome to work with these guys.
What's it been like kind of learning in the role, because it's the first time you've been in pro ball and you're throwing into the catching coordinator position?
You know, I've always taken coaching as a relationship business, so that doesn't change. It's building relationships with guys, it's finding connections, it's been able to piece those two together and just make guys better. So that hasn't changed from the college game.
What's it been like creating those connections when you're not here on a daily basis in the coordinator role? You're traveling around to all the different affiliates. You're seeing these guys maybe once or twice every couple of months as opposed to every single day.
It's been great. And it goes back to that relationship piece that I have with each and every one of them and our staff. We are so blessed to have great catching minds throughout this entire organization that it allows us to spread the wealth of knowledge to our guys. So that's been happening every day.
You're also traveling a lot. We talked about this a bit before off air, but you're based in Hawaii. Affiliates everywhere from Zebulon, North Carolina, Biloxi, Mississippi, all the way to the Dominican Republic. What has it been like traveling around the United States, getting to travel to these affiliates?
It's been amazing. Being from Hawaii, you're just used to that. So travel is travel. And it's a part of the job. It's a part of what we do in our business, in our profession. So I've enjoyed it.
How much do you enjoy not only getting to travel, but getting to experience all the different places?
Incredible. I like different spots, different people, different baseball environments, and that's what I love, just being around the game and being around these guys.
You talked about making the switch from college to pro ball. You've spent much of your coaching career coaching college baseball in Hawaii, whether it's at Hawaii Pacific or the big-time school in the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. What's it been like switching that from the college side to the pro side?
You know, I think the only difference is the connection piece. It's very much more professional in a sense, and it's every day. You know, this grind does not stop, and I love that piece of it.
Yeah, how much do you enjoy the fact that these guys are playing 6 out of 7 days a week? It's not like in college where you're playing in the Big West. It was 4-game series for you guys in the college side. Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. These guys have opportunities to showcase their talents. They have opportunities to get in the game and continue advancing their career.
How much did being a head coach at Hawaii Pacific really help you in this role? Because there you were overseeing everything.
Mm-hmm. It's no different than being a head coach. In this coordinator role, you have to communicate. You have to be able to bring people together and lead a group just like you would as a head coach. So it's been an amazing transition.
Was that kind of the lure of going to pro ball from college ball? Was kind of that same sort of mentality as a head coach?
You know, it was an opportunity to do that. To lead a group was always special and something that I wanted to do. And to get very specific on something that I'm very passionate about, which is the catching group.
Catching, always one of the most fun parts of the game. What really drives you to it?
You know, I love the monotony and the everyday grind that you have to be. It takes a special leader and a special type of guy to go behind there and catch 100 miles per hour, 95 that these guys are doing. So I love that part of it. I love the leadership qualities that they have to do and then the technical portion as well.
The technical portion, receiving a big part on this staff because you're catching a pitching staff that features guys who throw up to 101, changeups that move 20 inches one way, sliders that go 20 inches the other way. How much do you enjoy coaching these guys and helping these guys out on the back end while they're going out there and catching some guys with some of the nastiest stuff in minor league baseball?
That is the best part of this thing, is being able to see them have success and find success on little tweaks and that they're making every single day.
You also had an opportunity throughout your college coaching career to experience one of the greatest environments in college baseball of the West out in Hawaii. What was that experience like, getting to experience Hawaii baseball on a day-in, day-out basis in one of the greatest environments for college baseball in Hawaii?
You know, that's home for me. So I grew up as one of those kids in the stands packing that place as well. So it was just one of the most special environments that we created there. And I'm so glad that they're having the success that they are.
Were you around at all for the minor league teams out there in Hawaii or just the college side?
Mostly just the college side. The minor league teams, I was a little young still. So.
But how much and how big was it an influence on your love of baseball to watch the Rainbow Warriors get to play?
It was everything. It showcased the community and the family atmosphere that I think baseball brings. And I feel that here with the Brewers, and that's what drew me here as well.
We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Blue Wahoos coming your way next.